Hey, Diggs, welcome to Dentists in the Know, your backstage pass to current trends, politics, and education in the dental world. We are dentistry's source for honest, relevant information, and with that in mind, this is JB's News on the Go with Dentists in the Know. So introducing to you with all the relevant information, Dr. Jennifer Bell. So I understand something really crazy is going to happen tonight. Since Jennifer can't be here, my understanding is that you would like to stand in and do the news. Is that what I heard?
Well, I don't know if it's a like, but it's just part of the show. I mean, you got to do the news and somebody's got to pick up the slack where, Jennifer left off. So,
okay.
You know, I think I'll go ahead and do the news.
Okay, so Jennifer once again gets to be reassured of her position here at Dentists in the Know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Go get them, buddy. I want to hear it.
Hey, well, do you want to be up while I do the news?
Yeah, I want to stay up and talk about it. I gotta be the third base heckler over here.
All right. Well, I'm going to first of all say that I'm not really the world's greatest at this. So if you see me reading, it's because I actually am looking at some notes that I have. But, you know, we're going to do this kind of like Jennifer does it. I found a couple of really good stories, you know. And so one of the things that I was looking at this past week is, you know, some trends in dentistry and what's going on in dentistry. And so the ADA publishes a report every year, and it's about, you know, the biggest problems that dentists face. And I found it really interesting, but one of the things that it talked about is last minute cancellations. And I don't know about you all, but we've certainly suffered our fair share of cancellations. We've had our fair share of no shows. I think we've talked about it before on the show. I think, you know, I know that our largest percentage of no shows are patients who have found us through simple Google searches. And I'm not saying that Google's bad, but one of the things that comes with when your reviews go up, your presence on Google gets better, and you're going to get patients that aren't always that great. And so it was just nice to see that other people are having some of the similar problems that we're having as no shows and cancellations. But what I found interesting is that the majority of dentists, like the biggest problem they're facing is finding new patients. And Jeff, I'll ask you, have you been able to relate to that? I mean, are you having an issue finding new patients?
So it's interesting on the sleep side, TMJ side, no. And the reason is because there's not many people in our area doing what I'm doing. It's kind of ultra specialized, you know, and we've made really good relationships with the physicians. So they're honestly, without much advertising, the physicians keep me fed on that side. On the dental side, absolutely. We don't participate in any insurance plans at all. Okay. And literally, we've seen such a change in do this one day. It's hard for you to really do this in your practice, but on the sleep side, I ask everybody, you know, do you have a regular dentist? When was the last time you were seen? Who is your dentist so I can communicate with them? Do you know 9 out of 10 people that I ask cannot name their dentist anymore?
Yeah.
I never could have imagined a time in my life where somebody did not know the name of somebody who was shoving a needle in the back of their mouth and working on their teeth, doing work that's so intimate, right? And now, I don't know who it is. It's whoever I see over at that place over there, you know, over at, I don't want to make up a name because it'll be somebody's name, but
yeah,
you know, over at, Dreary Dental, whatever it is. And they're naming the names of these corporate places, but they can't name the frigging dentist that sees them or treats them. So I almost feel like we've come to this point where there's a certain part of the population that has just decided, if I want my insurance, you know, if I'm going to be insurance driven and I just want to do what my insurance pays for, I just got to go to one of these places. I'm not going to know the name of my friggin' dentist, and I'm at their mercy, and they're okay with that. But there's still that population that I think still wants that personal relationship. Me, I'm never letting anybody touch my mouth or any other part of me until I know who they are. So
I totally agree. And I think that this brings up a great topic of discussion for another potential episode as to if you're fee for service or if you're insurance driven, how do you go about maintaining your patients? Because, you know, one and done is unfortunately very popular in the dental office. How do we convert those patients from one and done to make them lifetime patients of the practice? Because we aren't having a problem with new patients per se, but it's, you know, I want quality new patients. And unfortunately, we're not always getting those through a simple Google search.
And there's only so many of them, Chad. It's, you know, it's slowed down where the, you know, there was a time where the vast majority of people wanted to know who their dentist was. They wanted to know the person doing all this work. But I think we're seeing a little bit of a shift where people are just like, look, economically, times are tough. I just got to get my insurance to pay for it, and I'm going to see who I have to see. And I get it. But, you know, so we're just working hard to continue getting those quality patients. But you're right. Most of the ones that come off of, you know, Google or search engines are not typically the highest quality patients.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. And so I just wanted to bring that up. I think that was an interesting fact that I found in the quote unquote news of the week. But a second thing, you know, JB always sprinkles these in there. I've got a sad one and a happy one. But here's a sad one about a member of our profession. This is a dentist who I want to say it was in Buffalo, New York. I'm not going to mention any names. However, this dentist had a pregnant patient in their practice. They reached out to the OB-GYN and asked what they could use as far as anesthetic is concerned. The OB-GYN said nothing with epi. The dentist, there are a lot of wrongs here from what I read. So the dentist went about using epi, annotated in the chart that he did not use epi. And then I guess a disgruntled employee, I mean, there was nothing that happened to the patient, but a disgruntled employee called the patient and told the patient that the dentist went against the doctor's advice and utilized epi throughout the procedure. And then, so I don't know what they call them in your area, but, you know, the investigative report. They went in and interviewed the dentist and found that he breached, you know, the standard of care or whatnot. I mean, there's a number of twists and turns to this, but quite frankly, what I would say is do your own research, be able to justify what you used and why you used it. Secondly, if you ask for the advice of a medical doctor, plan on following that advice, because there can be huge implications if you don't. If you disagree with it, then defer treatment on that patient until you have a more solid and found understanding, and you document everything. Third, don't piss off your employees, because if you piss off your employees, then they're going to go against you and contact your patient. So there's, you know, the link was posted in several dental groups today. I personally didn't post it, but I did read it. And, you know, there were so many wrongs in there, and not one of them made a right. So, you know, do your research. If you seek advice, follow the advice of a physician. And if you don't, make sure that you have ample justification and document as to what you used and why you decided to go against that advice. So you can cover yourself. So that was an interesting story. I don't want to get into the details of it because we could be here all night. But the last little story that I want to share is regarding a lady, and this was in Great Britain, And she went to her dentist, and her dentist noticed a spot on her ear, and the dentist recommended that she have that spot checked out. And this is a quote from the lady in Great Britain that says, "I am more than grateful to him. God knows what would have happened. He saved my life, because the spot on her ear that the lady admittedly would not have had checked out by a physician turned out to be a melanoma." And so my point with that is that happens to be really relevant. There's something that's come into dentistry that we can do really simply chair side, and it's called SCLIP, S-K-L-I-P. Dr. Alexander Witkowski is the founder of it. He will be on the show. I happen to meet him at the Hinman. And, you know, if a patient is in our chair, if you see it, say it, point it out, you could be the difference in life or death, because we are not just dentists, we are physicians of the oral cavity. And so I thought that was a heartwarming story. I've personally had that happen in my practice on two different occasions, and I'm forever grateful that myself, my assistants, my hygienists, they all are quick to point those things out and ask patients the appropriate questions, because a lot of patients just simply don't know. And if it's in our eyesight, it's something that we should be looking for. So,
well, and we have such a unique opportunity, Chad, too, because no one else gets to see patients twice a year. I mean, there are really no other health professionals that are seeing their patients at least two times a year. And so we have a very unique opportunity to just look. I mean, look, if it doesn't look right, it doesn't mean we need to know what it is. But, you know, we need to have outlets. We need to be prepared for when we see something out of the ordinary. And we need to have that support team of, okay, here's something on the face I don't know. I know the dermatologists are booking out, you know, 6 months, but I've got this contact with this dermatologist. And if I say I'm worried about this, they'll get you in sooner. It's those kind of contacts. And this is why I always talk about, even beyond being physicians of the mouth, I really believe we are true healthcare advocates. And that is one of our strongest positions. And it's one of the things that I think builds patient loyalty more so than, you know, how well we do a crown. I'm not saying that's not important, because, you know, we all obsess about, you know, how we do our work. But my point is, you know, when patients know that you care that way, they become lifelong patients. And that's the difference between being insurance driven or not.
I would completely agree. I would completely agree. And I think that's that we care, that we look for these things, and that we understand how the body affects the mouth and the mouth affects the body. Beyond that, the last little tidbit, and then I'll close out the news.
Wow, you really did your homework. I'm impressed.
This is interesting. But you remember this whole deal, and Jennifer may have mentioned this last week, because I was not here, so I don't know. But I just found out today this whole Change Healthcare thing that just totally disrupted our entire insurance workflow over the past few weeks. Change Healthcare's ransomware that they had to pay the ransom. Did Jennifer say this last week?
I don't believe she did.
They had to pay $22 million they surrendered to get their systems back in order.
Wow. Secondly, no, I don't think we threw a number out there last week.
Secondly, it's not just us as dentists that were affected. It's affected the whole healthcare industry to an extent. There's one major dental company, one major insurance carrier, I should say, that is catching up on $14 billion in claims. That's one major insurance company. So, yeah, you know, there was a huge trickle down effect from this. And, you know, it looks like things are starting to clear up. I think we should all be thankful that Change Healthcare paid the ransom. I wouldn't want to be responsible for 22 million. But there was a lot at stake there. So kudos to them for paying that.
It did affect the whole medical industry. So we use a medical EMR for the sleep TMJ side. And so it's kind of cool because I get to see what's happening in the medical world from that perspective. And yeah, they were sending messages every day through that thing. And same thing, you know, the holdups are not on our end, blah, blah, blah. And it was a tough situation. So,
and if you Google Change Healthcare, there's some resources out there, and they were very specific to the dental cloud-based companies that we all use as to what the contact number is and pretty much what their status is as of last week. I believe it was dated March the 19th, somewhere around there. Don't quote me on that. But there was a pretty up-to-date status as to where each company was in their endeavor to push forward and be able to get those claims back through.
Awesome.
And with that, folks, that's the news.
Yeah, Chad, I got to tip my hat to you, buddy. That beautiful job. Even Jennifer would be a little bit proud.
And that wraps up another podcast for Dentists in the Know. On behalf of Dr. Jennifer Bell, Dr. Chad DePlantis, and myself, remember that we've got a great profession, so let's make it a great day, Dinks.